AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. World Central Kitchen is demanding an independent investigation into the Israeli strikes that killed seven of its staff in Gaza as Israel faces growing isolation over the deaths of six foreign aid workers and a Palestinian driver helping deliver desperately needed food to isolated and starving residents. The UN says much of the population in northern Gaza is on the brink of starvation. NATO members are debating what to do next in Ukraine.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says as NATO celebrates 75 years, his nation is under siege.
I don't want to spoil the party, but of course my message, the birthday party, but my main message today will be patriots, because saving Ukrainian lives, saving Ukrainian economy, saving Ukrainian cities depends on the availability of patriots and other air defense systems in Ukraine.
Kuleba adds he's grateful NATO has agreed to begin identifying air defense stocks that could be sent to his embattled country. On potential NATO membership, Ukraine's senior diplomat says it's up to allies themselves to decide on the form and content of the next steps. But, of course, he says, we believe that our country deserves to be a member, and this should happen sooner rather than later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Emmanuel Macron says France and its allies could have stopped the 1994 Rwanda genocide, but lacked the will to do so. A strong declaration ahead of the African country's 30th anniversary of the slaughter that left over 800,000 people dead. Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, has begun restoring complimentary blue checks for some of its users, the latest unexpected shift to cause a lot of confusion on the platform. Last year, X began issuing verification checks only to those who paid the starting price of $8 per month for it. Iowa's Caitlin Clark has been named the AP Player of the Year in women's college basketball for the second straight season. This is AP News. Demand has been dropping for electric vehicles.
Ford will delay rolling out new electric pickup trucks and a big new electric SUV. Electric vehicle sales have been slowing down, so Ford will instead add hybrids to its lineup. Gas electric vehicles. Hybrid sales grew 45% from January through March. Industry analysts say many buyers who want EVs already have them, early technology adopters and people who want to cut emissions. Now, they say, automakers have to convince skeptical mainstream buyers to go electric. But they say those customers are worried about the range of EVs and a lack of charging stations. I'm Rita Foley.
The government's chief human resources agency issued a new rule making it harder to fire thousands of federal employees. Former President Donald Trump has promised to radically remake the workforce if reelected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.